CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
The main points. Strikes by Cameroonian authorities for peace in Africa have been commended by the deputy chairperson of the African Union Commission. Promoters of small and medium-sized enterprises in Cameroon have been encouraged to avail themselves of the digital support and financing program for such enterprises and solve cash flow problems. Kenya's President William Ruto has dismissed with immediate effect all his ministers and the Attorney General following the recent deadly protest that led to the withdrawal of an unpopular tax bill. The Deputy Chairperson of the African Union Commission has hailed the commitment of Cameroonian authorities to the cause for peace on the continent. Monique Sanzanagawa was speaking yesterday in Yaoundé during an audience with Cameroon's Prime Minister. Joseph Diongouté equally granted an audience to the Chief Executive Officer of the Jeune Afrique Media Group, Ami Ben Yamedi, who announced the organization of the African Financial Summit in Morocco this year. Promoters of small and medium-sized enterprises in Cameroon have been enjoined to avail themselves of the digital support and financing program for such enterprises and solve the problem of cash flow tension. The Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft met the call while launching the factoring operation of the program in Yaoundé yesterday. Minister Achille Basilikeng III now presents the expected results of the program.
Our ministry entered in an understanding with a company called the Blue Pass that has displayed some solutions, be it in terms of credit buy, affacturage. Some of these solutions have been working in so many countries, and you are aware that here in Cameroon as well, there are legal provisions that enable the display of these solutions. Today, with the Société Camerounaise d'Équipement, we have entered in a more practical phase where precisely bills from SMEs, as you are aware, so many SMEs face difficulties in terms of covering the various bills that sometimes are provided to the big enterprises, even to the state. So how do we ensure that we alleviate the possibility of these micro, small and medium-sized enterprises to benefit from their bills that in terms of delays of payment are sometimes more than 180 days, meaning that 6 months, 9 months. So we have these solutions is provided today, and we expect more and more big companies to join this solution.
The first graduating class of the Faculty of Medicine and Pharmaceutical Sciences of the University of Chang have defended their thesis after 7 years of intensive training. Members of the board of directors of the university, led by the board chair, Professor Paul Celestin Dembiyembe, accompanied by the rector of the university, Professor Roger Tsafang Namfusu, and a host of lecturers, took part in the official launching of the defense session. Details with Kevin Nembu.
There are 21 pharmacists and 41 medical doctors, all well equipped with adequate skills to provide high quality services to patients in public and private health facilities. The Dean of the Faculty of Medicine and Pharmaceutical Sciences, Professor Simeon Pierre Chukem, attests.
Without them, personal development, emotional intelligence, leadership, quality, integrity, rigor and discipline, and the quest for excellence, amongst other what we added in their training. The topics were based on the limitations, on the knowledge gap we have in our environment. And then the research have been conducted so as to bring solutions.
The students who defended their seven-year end-of-course research projects before members of jury said they are confident that the results of their findings will help ensure access to quality health care for all. The president of the board of directors of the Chang University, Professor Celestin Dimbiembe, while chairing the ceremony to declare open the defense session, invited the graduates to put the knowledge acquired to use and help enhance the patient-doctor relationship considered to be the core element in the ethical principles of medicine. The board members visited some workshops and laboratories where students gain hands-on experience. Kelvin Nembo, CRTV News, Incheon.
Close to 1,000 widows residing in Mengang in the Nyong and Fumo division have been educated on their rights and obligations. Organized by the mayor of Mengang, Gabriel Bienvenu Ayia, the sensitization, which was within the council's mission of accompanying the vulnerable and the needy, also featured the donation of some food items. Marie-Claire Do from CRTV Center reports.
Shabby treatments from in-laws, the ejection of the widow and her children from her marital home, and the confiscation of her husband's property are some of the challenges women in Mengang, like their peers elsewhere, face when they lose their husbands. Overcoming the plight of widows requires that they know what the law says. That explains why the legal procedures to follow to gain access to some of the late husband's investments featured prominently on the occasion. When he took the floor, the mayor of Mengang, Gabriel Bienvenu Ayia, said the initiative comes within the framework of the council's policy of accompanying the vulnerable in the society. Such actions that are taken for the benefits of the underprivileged are well known to Elanga Embela Moise, a municipal councillor.
The objective is God's prescription. We have to take care of widows and orphans. And now, with the political prescription of the head of state, we also have to take care of them. They are citizens, even if they have lost their husband, they remain citizens in part. And the entire society, they continue, and we have to encourage them, to give them courage to continue living and work together.
Some items consisting of rice, salt, washing soap, cooking oil, and spaghetti were also given to the widows. Marie-Claire Do, CRTV News, Mengang.
This is the 6:30 a.m. news over the national station of the CRTV. Kenya's President William Ruto has dismissed with immediate effect all his ministers and the Attorney General following the recent deadly protests that led to the withdrawal of an unpopular tax bill. The President said the move came after reflection, listening to Kenyans, and after holistic appraisal of his cabinet. He has said he will now consult widely in order to set up a broad-based government. The dissolution of his cabinet does not affect the deputy president, who can't legally be fired, and the prime minister's secretary, who is also the foreign affairs minister. We end the news with our political write-up, which comes back on the just-ended June session of Parliament, a full month of proceedings during which Parliament played its role as of adopting bills and controlling government action. Albert Njembonde.
15 plenaries, 12 bills adopted, 3 question and answer sessions, 4 workshops, a budget orientation debate, and a Congress of Parliament. Among the bills adopted is a new forest and wildlife law, which took about 15 years to fine-tune, and a law on archives, which is the very first in Cameroon. Lawmakers also ratified the bill on the ordinance amending and supplementing certain provisions of the 2024 finance law, which raises the state budget to over 7,200 billion, an increase of 533 billion CFA francs from the over 6,600 billion CFA francs adopted during the November 2023 session of Parliament. Another milestone of this session is the bill extending the mandate of National Assembly representatives by a year, a move meant to lighten the burden in a 2025 election year of 4 major polls in the country. The June session also permitted the Constitutional Council to have a full-strength team with an oath-taking ritual for Madam Florence Rita Array following the renewal of her term of office by presidential decree of January 18, 2024. It's thus been a full month of parliamentary business during which the life of the nation was put on the table.
CRTV News.